Mr. Fowler, any response, rebuttal?
No.
Okay. Well, actually, your agency, the deadlines don't begin to run from the date that the attorney for the agency files their entry of appearance. The deadlines really begin to run when the agency itself receives notice of the appeal. Okay? That's when those deadlines start to run, and you're well past that. Nevertheless, realistically, when can you get the agency report filed? Because there are some deadlines after that. We also have to give, I'm going to give you leeway, basically, or leave to file your agency report past the deadline. I have to give Mr. Fowler leeway to file his response or his rebuttal, or his response to the agency report, and give you the opportunity to file a rebuttal in response to whatever he might file. Okay? That's even before we have a hearing. So when can you what is the earliest you can get the report? Could you get the report done the on July the 2nd, the same day the procurement records due?
I'm asking for July the 7th, the Monday following that. Okay. And that
that's a week, right?
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Fowler, if I give her till July the 7th, just trying to move this thing along here, to file the agency report, could you file your response to it by July the 14th?
I can respond to the agency report in 1 week. I object to giving the DPW until July 7th to do an agency report. It's got its own procurement record. It's got our appeal. It can look at its record, look at our appeal, and file an agency report by July 2nd. I see no reason to give them until July 7th. Having said that, I certainly can respond to the agency report within 1 week, and will.
Okay. And I'll give you, okay, so I'm basically going to, I note your objection, Mr. Fowler, but at the same time, apparently they, based on their own representations, they are having, they are going to try to make an effort to provide essentially the procurement record itself, okay? It is a 3-day weekend, you know, that's a July 4th weekend, okay? So I'll give you till the 7th, Ms. Mooney, basically to file the agency report. Mr. Fowler, the response to the agency report will be due July the 14th. And I will give the agency until the 18th to file a rebuttal, simply because, of course, the 21st is a holiday. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, was that 18th?
Friday the 18th.
July the 18th. So just, okay, so on July the 7th, the agency report will be due. On July the 14th, the response to the agency report will be due. And on July the 18th, the rebuttal to any response to the agency report will be due. And I'll put this in an order after this hearing, okay? Are there any questions about that timeline? Okay. Now, yeah. So, Mr. Fowler, I know it was the, with the appeal, you did file, or your client did file a request for a hearing. Are you going to still request a hearing at this time?
Yes, we would still request a hearing at this time.
Very well. And Are the parties, let's see here, see, you said you're leaving on August 7th.
I'm leaving actually the 7th, so we have to have the 4th
or the 5th. Okay, so the 4th or the 5th.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because after the 18th, I'll put some deadlines concerning, file the witness list, exhibit list, so on and so forth. But are the parties available for hearing on August the 4th?
What day is that?
Monday.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Is the 4th a Monday?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
My last days. Okay. Are you available? Will you be available for the? Okay. We're available.
Okay. So August the 4th at 9 a.m. I'm just going to go down my, I will also, in my order after the hearing, put the ancillary dates, basically it'll be between July the 21st to about July the 31st to file the witness list, the hearing brief, so on and so forth. Okay, now talking about the pre-hearing conference, the parties made any attempts to formulate or simplify the issues?
We have not at this time.
Okay, I encourage the parties to do so. Likewise, I know you haven't had time to do this either. I encourage the parties to basically obtain from each other admissions of facts and stipulate to documents to avoid unnecessary proof delays, so on and so forth. Do you need any advance rulings from me concerning any evidentiary issues at this time?
I'm not aware of that at this time, and in a bit of a bind, since
I've
seen the record in the report, but not at this time.
Okay, I'm still just got to go through this laundry list here. Okay. Also encourage the parties basically to try to avoid any unnecessary proof and cumulative evidence. Just a reminder, when I submit the exhibit list, okay, everything that's in the record is already in the record, okay? You don't need to duplicate the entire procurement record, for example, and put that into evidence at the hearing, okay? The exhibit list is simply, once again, those exhibits that you intend basically to show to any witness, okay? Just so that we can properly identify them in the record. That's what I need you to put in your witness list or your exhibit list, not every document that's in the record, okay? And don't worry at the hearing, if you need rebuttal exhibits out of the procurement record that aren't in your exhibit list, I'll entertain any motions to admit those in as well, okay? We've already disposed of the pending motions. Are there any, as far as the parties can foresee at this time, any potentially difficult or protracted actions, complex issues, or unusual proof problems I need to address at this time?
I'm not aware of any.
Okay. And at this time, are either party aware of any person who will participate in the hearing, either as an institutional representative or as a witness, that needs any kind of special accommodation or auxiliary aid or services to attend and participate in the hearing?
No.
Okay.
You didn't? No.
All right. And are there any other matters that we need to take up at this time?
None.
All right. So at this time, this hearing is now concluded, and I will issue an order notice of the formal hearing after this. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're
thank
off the record.
Thank you for your courtesy.
Thanks. We're off the record at
10:24
a.m. Thank you.
So.